ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Baruch Ries. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliran Menachemov, Bizchus Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliran Gavriel Ben Orna. This shiur is part two of a two-part series.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize, a full set of Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
Mesechta Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Zayin Amid Beis on top Omar Rava. So Rava gives three tziurim over here where the Yisod, there's a Yisod by Ritzicha called Mifsak Girei. What does that mean, Mifsak Girei? That means in his Maisa Mitzad, what he did, either he pushed him into a bar and there was a ladder in the bar, or he threw a chetz and there was a tris in the person's hand, a shield, or he threw a chetz and there was samana, the person had medicine to cure himself from the mak he gets by the chetz. And in each case, what he did ended up killing the nirtzach. But the reason why he killed the nirtzach is because somebody else came and took away the sulam, or because somebody else came and took away the shield, or because somebody else came and took away the medicine. Now the Gemara says in each case, it doesn't matter if the same person who pushed him took away the ladder, or the same person who threw the chetz took away the tris, or took away the samanim. It doesn't matter because you look at it as two separate acts. The act of pushing or throwing the chetz is one act, and in that act it was mifsakire. Mifsakire means his maisa should have ended. And it should have ended and nothing should have happened. Because there was a sulam, there was a tris, there was samanim. Why did it end up being a maisa that killed the person, a maisa ritzicha? Not because of the first act, because of the second act of the one of taking away the tris, of taking away the ladder, of taking away the samanim. That's called a grama, taking away a sulam so somebody can't get up, or taking away a tris that somebody can't get up. It says that the chetz should kill the person is called a groma. So therefore you can't be mechayivim even if it's the same person. So you divide the act into two different acts, the zrikas hachetz and the hasoras hatris, and therefore you can't be mechayiv the person. So now why do we need all these three cases? L'chayra, it's one thing, it's one case. So the Sanhedrin Ketana says that it's loizu afzu. The loizu b'doich ve'lubar, when he pushes into the bar. So then what kills the person is not the chavota, it's not the klap, the bang that he gets from the bar. Because if that would be true, obviously, then what's the difference if there's a sulam in the bar or not? So obviously what kills him is the fact that he's in the bar. The Sanhedrin Ketana learns that there's mayim in the bar, and the mayim in the bar is going to kill him. So all he did was he pushed him into a place where the nezek will happen. So since he would have been able to get up originally because of the sulam, so therefore it's not considered a maaser tzicha. The second case is a chiddush by zrikas chetz, which is his koyach, and lemaisa at the end of the day, what he threw, which was his chetz, killed the person. So it's the koyach of his zrika that killed him. So I would think that after the slikas tris, lemaisa he got killed because of the koyach of the person, so that should be like he killed him biyadayim and he's chayiv, kamashmon that he's potter. The third case is where his chetz actually killed the person straight. The chetz actually hit the person. Now he could have cured himself because he had refuah, he had samonim. So the chiddush over here is that even though mitzad the zoyrik, the thrower, it was a complete maaser tzicha, so I would think he's chayiv. Kamash malon, no, that since he had samonim, he's not chayiv. Those are the three tziurim. Meanwhile, we see from the Sanhedrin Tan, we'll have to deal with it, that what kills a person in the bar over here is the mayim that was in the bar. There's other achroinim that learn, the Margolis Hayam brings, that he died because of the hevel of the bar. There's hevel in the bar. Now, the three possibilities over here, the third, we mentioned the possibility of chavata, which doesn't make any sense, because it would be als chavata, then even if there's a sulam, who cares? It was my tchifa, my pushing him in that killed him. If it would be als rav, let's say a person gets pushed into a bar, he doesn't have what to eat, and he dies later because he's hungry. So that, we have the Gemara in Amud Aleph, that if I kaf sayumeis for rav, so I'm only a grama, because the rav that killed him is considered not here. So then again, even if there would not be a sulam in the bar, I wouldn't be chayiv. Why? Because if I throw him into a bar and he dies machmas rav, then I'm not chayiv. So it can't be he died because of a hunger. So what did he have to die from? He had to die either from the hevel in the bar, and now you have to say that it's not soif hevel lovely. Like we said in the Gemara in Amud Aleph, by Madlik Bar Shraga, that if I push him into a bar, there is already a hevel that starts in the bar. So I am pushing him into a Dover HaMemis. So if there would be no Sulam that's there, then later on that hevel would be Misrabe, it would accumulate, and he would die because of the hevel, I would be a Ritzeah. But since there was a Sulam, so therefore my Mice is considered that it only was until it takes the guy time to get up from this, up the ladder, and then it wouldn't have killed him, so therefore I might be considered Potter. Now you have to say by Mayim, in the Sanhedrin Tana says that he died because he pushed him into a Mayim, so you have to understand Pshat over here. What would be if we're going on a ship and I throw somebody overboard into an ocean? Now, when I threw that person into the ocean, there was a rope hanging from the boat, and that person could have grabbed onto the rope and could pull himself up. What does a person do on the boat? A person comes and takes away the rope. So you would say, according to this Gemara, nobody's a reitzeach over here. The doichiv is not a reitzeach because there was a rope. And the one who pulls away the rope is not a reitzeach, he's a grama. But the question over here is, we had the sugya mitzamsim on the last block. Mitzamsim is a chiyah by Ritzicha. What is Mitzamsim? The guy's in the water, and I push him so that he stays in the water. I'm Mitzamsim him, kovash l'toy chamayim. So, why is this case not kovash l'toy chamayim? The guy's in the water, and the only way he can get out of the water is with the rope, and I take away the rope. Why isn't that called Mitzamsim? So, you'd have to say like this, that if you learn that mitzamtzim we had before, machloikis rishonim, does mitzamtzim mean, the Torah says mitzamtzim is only if you did a maisa of tzimtzim in the guf, that means you held on to the person's head, the b'mayim or b'esh, and you pushed them in the water. So over here you could say, nobody did a maisa of mitzamtzim over here. When I pushed them into the water, I didn't do a maisa of mitzamtzim. The person who took away the rope didn't do a maisa of mitzamtzim. But if you learn that you don't need to do a maisa in his guf to be chayv al mitzamtzim, like we said from the Meiri, even if I block his way of getting out of the water, that's also being mitzamtzim, because I'm not allowing him to get out of the water. So I would say that in this case, according to the Meiri, you would be chayv al mitzamtzim. So therefore, that it makes sense to say he didn't push him into water over here. If he would have pushed him into water, a bar full of water, and the only way for him to get out is with the ladder, and someone took away the ladder, maybe he'd be chayv al mitzamtzim. Something like the Miri. The Teretz says, but by Hevel is different than war. Because by Hevel, what kills the person, it's not the bar that's killing the person. What's killing the person is because he doesn't have air to breathe. So Kum Techois, when I'm taking away the ladder, I'm keeping him in the bar. I'm not putting, that's not, the bar is not a Maiser Tzich, the bar is not a Mamis. What's Mamis is, if a person stays in a bar, and he can't get out, that's what's called a Mamis. So it could be that's why there's no Chiv Mitzamtzim in our Sugya over here. Now in the Etzim Yisod from the Sugya of Mifsik Yirei, we have a stipler in Bava Kama that says, Bava Kama Simchafal of Sifkot Nehei, that says he wants to bring a right to the Chiddush of the Muki Yosef and Eishem Mishum Chitzoy based on our Gemara. Muki Yosef says a Chiddush that even though Eishem Mishum Chitzoy, which means that the Chetz, my Eish is Koyach, so let's say by Chitz of Mamish, so I throw a Chetz at 12:01, and at 12:03, the Chetz hits the target and kills the person. So L'chayre Eishem Mishum Chitzoy would mean that it's my Koyach. So it's my koyach, the energy that I give into the chetz, that kills the person at 12:03. So that's the ma'aser tzicha. The ma'aser tzicha is at 12:03. I threw the chetz at 12:01, but it's my koyach at 12:03. Zogt dem Mukhi Yosef, you can't learn like that pshat neshim shim chitzov. He has a kasha l'gabi adlok esner on Erev Shabbos. We won't go into it. Ayin shom, the Mukhi Yosef is in Baba Kama daf chav beis. But the Mukhi Yosef says, the way you understand is when I throw the chetz at 12:01, and that chetz travels because of my koyach, everything that happens because of my throwing the chetz is misyaches. You attribute it to the zrikas hachetz. So at 12:01, I did a maisa ritzicha. Why did I do a maisa ritzicha at 12:01? Because the koyach of that chetz hit somebody at 12:03. So it all has to go back to his original maisa zrika. That's what the Mukhi Yosef says. L'chari, you see that from our Gemara. A person throws a chetz at 12:01, and when he threw the chetz at 12:01, the guy had a shield. But it's his energy that's in that chetz, and the chetz is traveling through the air, and at 12:03, the tris was removed. Somebody came and removed the tris. 12:03, it kills the person. So it's my koyach that's killing the person. So what do you mean, just because at 12:01, it wasn't going to kill the person, but at 12:03, I still have my koyach, and my koyach is killing that person. So why am I not chayv for my koyach killing that person? That it's not that my koyach killing the person at 12:03 that you're being mechayim me for. It's for the fact that I threw the chetz at 12:01, and in that zrika of 12:01, liktach lies, it's intrinsic that at 12:03 it's going to kill that person. So at 12:01 I did a maisa ritzicha. But if at 12:01 my maisa was not going to be a maisa ritzicha, because if segiri, it should have stopped at 12:02, boom, it would have stopped. Elamai, it continued because somebody took away the tris, so you can't be mechayiv me for this maisa zrika 12:01, so you can't be mechayiv me also ritzeach. Now, Toisvis on Amid Aleph and Daf Ayin Zayin Amid Aleph, in Divrei Maskel Ben Izok in Lechayv Lo Mitzamtzim, we had a Machloikas a Gemara before, if by Nizokin there's a Chiv Mitzamtzim or not. Do you make a Kal B'chayimah that Madach by Reitzeach Yechayiv, Avada by Nizikin for sure you're going to be Chayiv? That's what Ravina holds. And Ravacha holds that you're Potter because he has a Miyot. So Toisvis says, Mashma the Machayvi Tvei B'Bereitzeach B'Benizikin. So therefore, in our Gemara, if by Tris, the case of Zorak Chetz by Tris is going to be Potter Baritzeach, Kol Shekain, it's going to be Potter by Nezikin. Because Nezikin is more Kuladik than Ritzicha. So if it's Potter Baritzicha, it's for sure going to be Potter by Nezikin. The Marsha speaks out that it's going over there in that Toisvis, that it's going even like Ravina. Because even if Ravina holds that Yechayiv by Mitzamtzim by Nezikin, but that's only because you have a Kal V'chomer from Ritzicha. But if you don't have a Kal V'chomer from Ritzicha, because let's say over here by Zorak Chetz, even by Ritzicha you potter, so you have no mocker to be mechayiv you by Nezikin. So why should Nezikin be more chomer than Ritzicha? So Tosfos Shita is that Al Gemara, and Tosfos brings a Rai from Ketzer Regel, Daf Chav Zayin, a state Rabbi says over there, Mefurish, that Ipotter by Zara Kli Rosh Hagag, and when you threw the Kli, there were Korim V'Kistois, there were pillows there, so the Kli wouldn't have broken. Somebody came and took away the Korim V'Kistois, so Rabbi says Ipotter, because same Yisod as Al Gemara, because when you threw it, there were Korim V'Kistois. The one who took away is only a Groma, so therefore Ipotter. So Tosfos says that the Mokker from the Gemara and Bava Kam is Al Gemara and Sanhedrin, because since it's Potter by Ritzeach, therefore it's Kol Shekain going to be Potter by Nezikin. Now the Meiri and the Ran in our sugya both say not like Tosfos. They say that in the case of the Gemara and Bava Kama that says by Nezikin you potter l'das roiv poiskim. I'm reading the Loshna Meiri and Mesalik is going to be chayiv. Why shekol le'inyan mamin chayiv mikoyach dina de garmi. And the Ran speaks out, why is it Garmi? Because it's Bari Yazeka, because you know that when you took away the Karim V'Kistois, the Kleli is going to break. So this is called Bari V'Hezeka. Now Tosfos and the other Rishonim that argue, they held that this is not Dina de Garmi, because they held that in order to have Dina de Garmi, the Rosh speaks out, you need to have that there was a Maisa done to the Dover HaNizik. Now over here, somebody threw the Kli, and what happened? You went and you took away the Karim V'Kistois. You didn't do an act over here, any maisa in the Dovra Nizik, in the Kli. So therefore, you're not going to be Chayiv al Tzdina de Garmi. So we have a Machloikis Rishonim over here, whether there will be a Chayiv al Tzdina de Garmi for the one who takes it away or not. Now the Ran is Masber, so why Baritzeach are you not Chayiv? It's Bari Hezekah. You know for sure the guy's going to get killed if you take away the tris? The answer is, because by Ritzicha, the gether is different. By Ritzicha, you need Girei Mamish Uvekoyach Rishon. By Ritzicha, you need that it should be a Mais Ritzicha Mamish. And therefore, if it's not, even though you took away the tris, it's not a Mais Ritzicha. It's not Girei Mamish. But by Nezikin, Yechai Valtzini Degarmi, as long as it's going to be Bari Hezeka. So from the Ran, there's going to be another Chiddush. That in the Gemara before of Mitzamtzum, which was the Gemara that Tosis was talking about, that the Gemara has one man the Omer that says, Rav Acha, that Mitzamtzum is going to be Potter ben Ezekin. Obviously, Rav Mitzamtzum is only going to be Potter ben Ezekin if you don't hold from Dina de Garmi. But if you, Lishita Seinu, that we hold from Dina de Garmi, Ein Lecha Dina de Garmi, Godel Mizef. If you're Mitzamtzum, the Behema, and the Behema dies in the water because you're Mitzamtzum, of course you're going to be Chayv al Dina de Garmi. So our Gemara, Mitzamtzum, and Zarek Chetz, Utris Biyodei, Vesilikas Atris, is all going to be a Machlaikas whether you're going to be Dan Dina de Garmi or not. The Yad Ramah over here says in our Gemara that all these memories of Rabbah are Poshet, that you're Potter. So now, according to what we're saying over here from the Meiri and the Ran, that by Nezikin, all these cases over here of Silik Tris is going to be Chayv al Dina de Garmi. And the Ran speaks out, the Chiddush of our Gemara is that Dina de Garmi, even though it's Chayv ben Nezikin, but it's not Chayv bar Ritzicha, you need more of a Maisa to be Mechayiv. So in that case, we have a Moridika Chiddush over here in our Gemara. Now the Ramah is Goyris in our Gemara Rabbah, not Rava. And Rabbah is the one on Daf Chavav in Bava Kama who patters even by Nezikin, where he misalik the Karim v'kistois. And Toises in Bava Kama Chavav and Beis speaks out that Rabbah is the Shitase because he isn't Dan Din in the Garmi. But according to us that we're Dan Din in the Garmi, Yil Taka Bichayv on Seal Karim. So according to Rabbah, it's Taka Poshet. I mean, we understand what the Ramah is saying over here. But our gears and all these memories is Rava. And according to Rava, you could say that Rava is Dan Dina de Garmi. So if he's Dan Dina de Garmi, saying a big Chiddush in our Gemara, that even though by Nezikin you're going to be Chayev, but by Ritzeach you're still going to be Potter. Now we have a Gevaldiga Chiddush in the Rambam, Perek Zayin, Chayev Lomazek, Halacha Zayin. The Rambam says, Kol HaGoyim Lahazek Momen Chaveri Chayev L'Shalom Kashar Mazikim. So the Rambam says, Ketzat, if somebody throws down a kli, and somebody takes away the korim, and the kli breaks, so he's chayiv, kilu shibru biyodeh, shesilik ha-korim v'akistoyis korim loy lishovar, v'chein kol kiyotze b'zeh. So that we have over here already in the Ran and the Miri and the big Machlokes Rishonim. So Rambam holds Yechayiv al Dina de Garmi if you pull away the Karm Kistois. But in Halacha Ches, the Rambam says a Pella. Hazorik Kli Shal Chaver Mirosh Gagal Gabi Karm Kistois Shal Bala Kli. If you throw the Kli down from the Rosh Gag, the Kodam Bala Kli Vehisra Karim, Hazorik Chayiv Shezri Kosoi Hua Goyrim Harishoin L'shviras ha-kli. So the Rambam says that if you throw the kli down and somebody takes away the karm v'kistois on the bottom, over here the case was the bala kli took it away. We won't go into that issue over here, but the Rambam says the zayrik is chayiv because he caused it to break. Frank the Rivet, the Zelishani off and art. How could that be? Loi reisi shibush kazev, a zayrik lo'ilom potter, the psiki giri. What does it have to the Zorik when how could you even hide the Zorik al Dina de Garmi? He's just throwing it in this car Vikistois over there. I la Meisen ended up breaking because he threw it, but that's not his mice, it's Mifsigiri, the Gemara says. So Oi Bazoi, what's Pshat the Rama that you mechaib al Dina de Garmi? Chiddush Godel? The Torah's Takasha, the Torah's Loshen and the Zvani, Tmiya, Eich, Mechayiv Arishin, the Behed Yamina Megemara, Be'idna the Shad, Yemifsik Psuke Giri, Elevade Zok the Torah, Zorik Potel Oilom, and like the Ravid. So you have to say, in Shita Sarambam, Daf Menzog, Rav Shmuel says it, the Rav Shmuel is on Daf Ein Zainom at Aleph, that Rambam held, Mifsik Giri is not a Svara, that it's not your Maisa. Psuke Mifsik Giri, you didn't do it. No, it's a svara that even though it is your maisa, but it's not a maisa biyodayim. But mash enke mitzadina de garmi, soif kol soif, where did the hezek come from? It came from your act of throwing. So enochanami, it's not considered your maisa biyodayim. Oh, but you don't need a maisa shvira biyodayim to be chayiv in dina de garmi. You need to have that it should be a havi leila suke adaite she is salku akorim. So the Rambam is saying a chiddush over here that that's enough to be chayiv in dina de garmi. Now the Torah and the Ravid said that you're not a garmi at all. You're just a groma ba'alma. I think Minasvara, the only way to understand this, even after what Rav Shmuel said, is what we said in the beginning of the shir. That since in your Maisa Zrika, your Koyach Be'etzem lies in whatever is going to, wherever the Kli is going to end up falling, that's your Maisa. Elamai, so what's your Ptur over here? Because in your original Maisa Zrika, when you threw it out of your hand, we can't be attribute the zrika, the shvira that happened later to your original maisa zrika. Oh, but it is your maisa. So therefore, Rambam held, that's enough to be mechayiv. He is the goyrim. It's his koyach that actually did the shvira that was goyrim the shvira. Elamai, in his maisa. So the Rambam held, you're not considered an oynis. That's a different shaila in the Rambam. How are you supposed to know, bechlal, that the guy's going to pull it away, or that is the choyr, it's a ruach sheni mitzuyah, so how are you supposed to know the guy's going to pull it away? That we have to get to later. But the etzem svarof in Rambam state.
Now there's a Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. The Gemara brings a posik, Tana Rab's on top of Lamed Gimel, Rab Zvid Mishmei, the Rav Amasalaha, Umotso, Prat Lamamtsi Etz Atzmoi. Mikan, Omer Abelazar Ben Yankim, Mishi Yotza, Eve Mitachas Yodiv, Hoitzi Allah, Sroisha Vikibla Potter.
So it's talking about Golos, and it says that if somebody, Evan flew out of his hand, B'shoigig, and somebody stuck his head, let's say, into Rishus Arabim, and the Evan killed the Evan hit his head and killed him. He's potter from Golos. Why? Because of a drasha. Umotza prat lamamtzias atzmai. So there's a machloikis in the Gemara over there, two l'shoines. When Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina said potter mi Golos v'chayiv ba'ar b'dvarim, that means that by Nezikin, if this happened, by Nezikin, if he didn't get killed, if he just got genizik from the rock, in that case, yichayiv b'dal dvarim, and the Gemara has a machloikis, one mandamer says that yichayiv taka by nezik, the other mandamer says you're going to be potter l'gamri. Question over here is, Freik Toisvis, how is it different from our Gemara of how you talked of Karim v'kistois, that you're potter, if you throw something and it was just like our sugi baritzichot, the Gemara in Bava Kama, Toisals is the same thing, Lagabi Nezikin. It says clearly that you're potter by Nezikin, al smifsegire. So over here also, Toisals understood that when the rock goes flying and the other person's head wasn't in the way, and then he stuck out his head, so it's like mifsegire. So how could one mandarma say over here in Bava Kama, the Yechai ben Nezikin, and the Gemara Nemzo takes on for Dava Poshan and Dav Chavov, that you're going to be potter in Ezekiel. That's Taisis Kasha. So Taisis answers the Ein Loi Lachshev She Yisalku Akarim V'Yishbur Akelim. A new pshat in the Ptur over here of Al Gemara. When I throw the Kli Meroi Shagag, or I throw the Chetz, I'm not supposed to think that somebody's going to take away the Karim and the Kelim are going to break. Mash Enkin, what does Taisis mean? Mash Enkin over here in the case of Umotza, Prat Lamamsias Atzmai, when people do stick their heads out, people do walk by. So therefore, even though that person's Roish was not in the way, in the trajectory of the rock originally, but you can't say a Svar of Ein Le Lachshoy, and Mimela, it's only a Mesiyim de Kaptur and Golos and not a Ptur Lagami Nezikin. Freik the Shita Mekubetzes, on that Gemara, on that Toisvis, how could Taisa say Ein Loi Lachshoy? The Gemara is mavur that even if he himself went and took away the karmic histois, or he himself took away the tris, it doesn't make a difference. He's still going to be potter. So how could you say the ptur is because of Ein Loi Lachshoy she yisalku akorim? The other kasha asks Rav Shmuel is that the Gemara says over here a different svar. The Gemara says al smifsi gire, because when he threw it,
it wasn't, there was a tryst there, or there were karmic histories, so therefore it wasn't oimid li shaver. And Tais is saying a new svar over here, because ein loy lachshiv she is salik ha-karim. How does that shtim sigh with the fact, with when he goes and takes the sheet of kashu and he's going to take it away himself, and sigh when he goes, when the Moloshnai Gemara of Mifsikiri.
So the Chazanish wants to say, is the Chazanish is in Bava Kama, Simon Bey, Sivkotin Beis. So the Chazan, a Chiddish Godel V'noir in the Sugya. He wants to say, what if there would be a Ruach Mitzuyah? When you throw the Kli, there's a Ruach Mitzuyah that's going to come and push away the karmic histories. Or let's say there would be a Ruach Mitzuyah that the Trist should fall Baruach Mitzuyah when you're Zar Kretz in our Sugya. So the Chazanish, if there's a Ruach Mitzuyah, then you don't say Mifsigire. Mifsigire, you only say if the tris is there and nothing's going to blow it away. It's going to take a Ruach Sheni Mitzuyah or a person to take it away. So Zok the Chazanish Pshat now Gemara, why is it Mifsigire, Zok Toysis, the Ein Loi Lach Shoiv, She Yisalku Akorim? What does Ein Loi Lach Shiv mean? Ein loy lachshiv means it's not a ruach mitzuyah that the karm are going to be taken away. So if it's not a ruach mitzuyah that the karm is going to be taken away, that's the taitcha mifsagiri, because if it would be a ruach mitzuyah, then it's not mifsagiri. So the svar is mifsagiri. And the zok the chazanish, another chiddish, lefizeh, is it a ruach mitzuyah that he himself is going to take it away? You can't say it's a ruach mitzuyah. Even if he had in his machshava when he threw the chetz, that he's going to run and take away the tris, or he's going to take away the karmic histories. Oh, but tzach machsheves averi could be choizer any second. Until he actually does it, you don't say that the pshat is it was a ruach mitzuyah that he was going to end up doing it. So once it's not a ruach mitzuyah, then it's mifsagiri. So tois doesn't mean ein loy lachshev. It's like a ptur oynis. Ein loy lachshev. No, it's a ptur of mifsagiri. So Mimela, now we have the swara that by Golas, you have to say that in the case over there where the Evan goes flying and a person, his head sticks out. So there, it's not a Ruach Sheni Mitzuyah that the person's head should stick out. It's Ruach Mitzuyah. So the swara of Mifsigiri that you have in our Sugya, you don't have Bechlal over there. So what do you have? And Naya Miyatu Motso Prat Lamamtsiyas Atzmoy. So it has no Shaykhus with our Sugya. Oh, Prat Lamamtsiyas Atzmoy. Of them, we have a Shaila. Is that Ptur Dafka Ptur Gabi Golas of Gabi Nezik is going to be Chayiv, or is it a Ptur also in Ezekiel? Abizok Tais has no Shaykhus with our Sugya. That's Shitas, that's the Chiddush and Chazanish. Now, the Rashba in Baba Kama is a Mamish argues on Taisis. The Rashba is Taisis Kasha. He says, how could it be Chayiv ben Ezekiel by Hoitzi Allah's Roshoi? Aye, what do you do with our Sugya Bazar Kli Mirosh Agag? L'chari should be Chayiv over here also. Zok the Rashba Einoch Anami. That man, the Omer, holds that Yechayiv Bedal Dvarim by Hoitzi Allah's Roshah will hold that in our case, the Zorik will be Chayiv on the Kli. Our Gemara that holds that the Zorik is Potter and a Kli will hold like the Shita that by Zorik Evan, Hoitzi Allah's Roshah, Yitaka Potter Bedal Dvarim. Now, Bachonin comes along and asks a Naya Kash in the Sugya. In Kovit Shirim Bavabas Ayin Hay, he says, when somebody throws a Kli on Karim and somebody, the other person comes and takes away the Karim Kistois and it breaks on the floor, so why don't you say that through being Misalik, the Karim Kistois, he blibes like he's being Peseach a bar? So you look at the ground as the bar for the Kli, and the Karim Kistois is like the cover of a bar, and by removing the Karim Kistois, he is actually making a bar for the Kli, so it should be a Peseach bar. So the Rabbi Chanan says, Ein Echanami will be a bar, nor bar is potter al kelim. Lefizeh wants him mechadish. If let's say he threw a shard down on Karim, and somebody took away the Karim, he's going to be mechayiv, the misalik of the Karim will be mechayiv al psichas bar for the shard that falls down over here. Now the Chazanish argues vehemently on this yisod from Rabbi Chanan. And he says, even by Zorak Shor, the Misalik is going to be potter. Because a regular karka, that's not, there's no, you haven't dug into the karka, you haven't put anything on the karka. A regular karka, hastish kan bor. Just because you put karmic histois on top of a karka doesn't mean now by removing the karmic histois, that's a psichas abor. A karka that cannot be a bor. So memela, even though lemaisi you took away the karmic histois and now the karka has a clear to be mazik, but the karka has no shem bor. So the stipler says in Bava Kama in Simon Beis, like the Rabbi Chanan, but he asks from Tosis before on Amid Aleph. He said that the same thing that it says in Al Gemara by Zarek Chetz, Utris Biyodai, and somebody removes the tris, it's going to be potter by Tzich, it's also going to be potter by Nezikin. Now, Zrikas Chetz, is the chetz is a bor. Either it's a bor that's hoiluchu mazik. We learned in Baba Kama that hoiluchu mazik doesn't make it ois bor, right? And this will give koisel to Elon. So the chetz is a hoiluchu mazik. The tris is like a covering, is like a shmira on that chetz, that it shouldn't be mazik. So if somebody goes and removes the tris, it's like he's removing the kisi, the shmira from a bor. And the chetz is a bor. Well, you can't say the chazanish is for lagabi chetz. You can say the chazanish is for lagabi regular ground. You're not going to say lagabi chetz. Is soruchin on the swaro via back to Rabbi Chonin's kasha. So the stipler says a glatisvara. He says you have to say a silu kisui is considered a psichas abor. Masha enkein, the tris that the person's holding, the shield, is not a kisui on the chetz that's flying. It's going to protect him from the chetz that's flying, but it's not considered, it doesn't shtel tzu to the chetz. It's not made, it's not a covering for the chetz. So therefore, by removing the shield, you're not considered a peseach bor in the chetz. So that's going to be pshat now, Gemara. Now, in the third member of the Gemara over here, of Zor Chetz for Samana B'yodai, so we spoke already from the Sanhedrin Tana, the Chiddush Noisaf in this third case is that you did a complete Maisa Ritzicha with Yezrika's Chetz. Elamai, the guy could have been Merap himself, maybe that doesn't shter your Maisa Ritzicha. I see in the Chafetz Chaim a gvaldige chiddush over in Likutei Halachas in Ein Mishpat Ois Beis. He says the chiddush in this memra is that I would think Dafka by Tris is called Mifsa Girei because the Hatzola of the Chetz because of the Tris is Batuach. It's for sure. The Tris, if it's in place, is going to stop the Chetz. Mash Enkin Samonim Efsher Deloyoyo Lahatzolosoi Bisamonim. How do you know samonim don't always work? It's a refuah. B'derech klal it works, but you don't know that it's going to work. So therefore, Zokta Chofetz Chaim, that's the chiddush over here that's also called Mifsa Giri. Now, if you look at the Me'iri, Divrei Maskel Dochvoy, the Me'iri says, Ein Achnami, in the case over here now, Gemara, the only reason why he's not going to be Reitzeach is in Borur Shahasamonim Yo'ilu is his potter. It's Masha the Me'iri that he's arguing in the Chofetz Chaim that in a case where it would be a Suffolk, maybe there wouldn't be a case, that maybe Ein Achnami, maybe then he won't say Mifsigire. Now the Birchas Avraham explains why there's no din of Suffolk Nefashos Lahakal over here. In other words, L'chayra, which the Chofetz Chaim is right. So he says over here, according to the Svara that we said before, that since you have to pater the Reitzeach over here, als Mifse Girei, so if he did a Vaday Maisa Ritzicha, Elamai, what makes it Oisa Ritzicha? Because the fellow has Samonim. But if the Samonim is only a Suffolk, then the Suffolk Refuah is not going to be Moitzi from the Vaday Maisa Ritzicha. It's not the pshat is bishlom. Let's say you would have a tris, and he threw the arrow, but it's a suffik if the arrow is going to reach the person. So then it's a suffik in the ma'aser tzicha. Masha enkein over here. The suffik is not in the ma'aser tzicha. The suffik is in the ma'aser refuah. So in that case, you'll say in suffik ma'aser midei badai. But masha enkein. So the Chofetz Chaim's chiddush over here is that you will say over here, if there's a suffix amonim, that's the chiddush in this memra, you'll say that the person will not be a reitzeach. Now, Rab Kiveiga and the Oruch HaNer both ask a kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam was mashmit this whole din of Rava, the third din of Rava. The Rambam brings the case of Bor, and he brings with the Sulam, and he brings the case of tris, but he does not bring the case of zorak b'ches for someone to be yodai. So why was the Rambam mashmid? Elamai, you're going to say the Rambam doesn't hold, he holds it's the same, it's all the same thing. He didn't have to bring all three dinim. He says, wait, but if you look at the Gemara asks, says, Amar Avashi, Hilkach, Afilu Samonim Bishuk, even Samonim Bishuk, even if there's Samonim that he doesn't have on him, but you could get, you could purchase, pursue of Samonim in the Shuk, it's also going to potter. So it's going to come out over here, that is a Chiddush, that Samonim Bishuk is potter. So the Rambam should have brought that. Even if you're going to say that the Rambam holds that that's also Pashut, but what about the case of the Gemara later, that the Gemara handles of Ravacha Brederov and Nizdamnuloi Samonim Mao. There wasn't even Samonim in the Shuk at that time, it was Nizdamnuloi Samonim afterwards. Does that potter with a Chiddush of Yotzim Bez and Zakai? So the Or Sameach in Perek Aleph Hilchas Reitzeach Halacha Ches comes up with a bomb chiddush pshat in the Gemara when Rav Ashi said on Samonim Rav Omar Rav Ashi Hilchach Afilu Samonim Meshuk, the Rambam held Rav Ashi was beloshen bitmiya Hilchach Afilu Samonim Meshuk. He's coming to argue on Rava. He's coming to say that, what do you mean? That means that every time somebody does a makah, that makas ritzich on the person, we're going to have to go searching all over. Is it possible to find the refuah for this person? And as long as it's possible somewhere to find the refuah for this person, you're not going to kill the reitzeach. Is Ibazah, you're never going to kill the reitzeach. Elamai, the svar of Ravashi is, if the makah was makim or a makas ritzicha, and there's an umdina that this makah, he can die from this makah, so even though lamaisa, you might be able to find refuahs, but if you can't find the refuahs, if you didn't find the refuahs, for whatever reason, doesn't make a difference. The ritzicha is going to be chayv. So there's a machloikah, it's going to be machloikah, ravashi, and rava, lamaskona, a moridik azach, la halacha, that according to rava, if you hit somebody and the person is a makas mavis, and he could have a refuah, so you're going to be potter. And that's the pashas and alari shainim. But according to the Rambam, the svaras haram, you're going to be chayiv. To clarify this svara, we had the Gemara, and last year we spoke about the Gemara above a kamach of Zainam and Aleph, that somebody was meniach a gacheles on a leva evet, a burning coal, and the person died. So the person who put the gacheles is potter shahoyu loy l'salka. So l'chayra, what's the difference between the Hoyolol Salkoi over there and if he has some on him and he could give him, be Merap himself over here? If the Or Sameach is saying that according to the Rambam, anytime you do a Makan or the Mitzadah, you could do a Dover Mibachutz to remove them, to make the Makan that he shouldn't die from the Makan, the person is still not called the Reitzeach. So over there, the person is still called the Reitzeach, I'm sorry, according to Rambam. So over there, why isn't he called the Reitzeach? So I think the Svara is Poshit. The svar is by niach loygachelus alibay. Since the person is biyodai b'teva to just take the gachelus off of his heart, and that's the normal thing for a person to do. So if he doesn't do it, then I'm not considered the reitzeach. Whatever the svar we said before, either I'm an oinis or the pshat is the guy brought it on himself. That we spoke last year. Masha Enkin over here is a whole different thing. Refuah, I gave the guy a makas mavis, right? Refuah is not a tiviestic thing over here. There's a dover that he could bring them. The Rabbi Shalom gave a koich refuah in the world. You could take the refuah and the refuah could heal the makah. Not the refuah can make the makah ois makas mavis. It blibes a makas mavis. No, the refuah is a dover mibachutz that could heal the makah. In that case, the Rambam holds, he's still called the Ritzach. It's a chiddush, otzim v'noira, but that's going to be the pshat and the chiddush of the Rambam.
So in the Gemara, when it continues that Ravacha said, Nizdam le samonim mau, Omar le, so Ravashi answered, Hare yotza mi bezden zakai. So Rashi says, Kloy mar hoyu v'koydem omdoi bedin motza loy schus, ein lonu l'chayvoy. So the Rashi's appella. The din of yotza mi bezden zakai, we have always in a tzia where bezden paskin on the person, let's say in the Gemara later on Ayin Chesam and Beis, Umdua l'chayim umeis harayotzim ibezin zakai. That means there was an umdina and bezin paskin that he was going to live,
And then afterwards he died. So there's a halacha of yotze mi bez din zakai. The same halacha after psak din, when any time they pass the person l'chaim, afterwards someone says, I have edus and we want to be m'chaivim l'misa, so we don't bring him back to Bezlin, yotzim Bezlin Zakai. But here Rashi's clearly saying not like that. Since if he would have come to Bezlin at that time, he wouldn't have gotten killed, so therefore, it's clearly koidem amoda b'din. So what's the pshat over here in this yotzim Bezlin Zakai? So the Aruch Haner says it's a new type of yotzim bezin zakai. It's since at the time that he had the samonim, right now the roitzeach would not have been killed. So therefore, you can't kill him later either. And he goes so far to say that you read the words, the nekudas on the word yotzim bezin zakai over here will not be yotzim, but will be yetze zakai with a tzere, which means in the future he will be zakai. If you would have been done. The Yad Ramah over here argues, and he says, Dafka, the tour over here is Dafka, if Bishas the Hamada Bedin, in other words, there was an Amida Bedin, and at that time he had Samonim, so they shots them up, they said that now they evaluated and praised him that he's going to live because of the Samonim, and then afterwards the Nitzach didn't take the Samonim and he dies, then the Reitzeich is Potter, because there was Kaka Yotzim Bezdin Zakai. And afterwards the Ramah brings the Rashi, and he says that Rashi is mashma, that even though Bishas Amod Bedin, the of the Reitzeach, he did not have the Samonim, he's still Potter because he had the Samonim after that call. And the Ramah says, Tzorech in on Rashi's din. Now the Ar Sameach that we spoke at before has to say Pshat now Gemara, because according to him, Rav Ashi holds that you're going to be Chayv al Tzritzichi even if he has Samonim. So what is Rav Ashi answering over here? By Nizdamnu loy Samonim mao, Omalei Zok Rav Ashi, Ari Yotzami Bezdin Zakai. So he said, Zok Ar Sameach, the Rambam is going to learn this case different. Means any taka used the samonim. He took the refuah. And what happened when he took the refuah? So now Bezin says, okay, we have an umdina now that he's going to live. And now he died. Oh, here the Ram is going to be moida. Why? Because it was taka amdu alachayim. Because he took the refuah. If there was a makas retzach, no, the refuah exists, then there's not going to be amdu l'chaim because there is refuah around. That's what the Rambam holds, and in that case, he'll taka be a reitzeach. But if he taka took the refuah, then you're going to say it's amdu l'chaim umeis afterwards, so he's going to be potter. Why doesn't the Rambam bring this chiddush? Because that's pasha, because that goes into amdu l'chaim umeis that the Rambam brought already, that in that case you're potter. So we have a whole new pshat over here in the sugya with big ramifications la'alocha between these gedolei achrayim. The Gemara continues, Rava's memra, that if somebody throws a rock against the wall and it comes back and it kills a person, so b'meizid is chayv misa b'shoigik, he gets golus. So Gemara says b'shoigik goylem shita, the chiddush is b'meizid nerogim. I would think it's asra sofik miyema dehadra, you don't know if it's going to go back, kamash malon. So the shayla is l'choyra, this Gemara is telling you only a chiddush if you hold asra sofik loishmei asra. So what's the chiddush over here? The chiddush is that over here it's not asra sofik, it's asra svadai. That's the way the Yad Ramah wants to learn the Gemara. That the Ramas, that the Chiddush of the Gemara is that it's a Vadai. Second pshat in the Yad Ramah is that the Chiddush is that Asra Sofik Shmei Asra, Rabbi Yochanan, like Rabbi Yochanan holds like that. Now the Aruch Haner learned the Pash pshat in the Gemara like the first pshat, that the Chiddush over here is that it's a Vadai, not that it's a Sofik. And the Mele, he asks a Kasha, so what are you going to do? The Mandamar Asra Sofik Shmei Asra, so you don't need to say that Chiddush. So how is he going to learn our Braisa? So the Aruch Haner comes out, we have a Toysis, it brings a Toysis Suvis test Vav, and Be'emes we have the Toysis later Ein test. A Chiddush in the Mandamar holds Asra Sofik Shmei Asra. That let's say a person throws a rock and there's five Goyim and five Yisraelim. And you give him Asra that, you know, if it hits a Yisrael, you're going to be a Reitzeach. Is that going to be chay? Is that going to be a good asra l'mandam asra safik shmei asra? So Taisis mechadish that heyois. The question over here is: is the zrika an iser v'chlal? Is it a meiser etzicha? Because maybe this, since there's mechza goyim, so you don't know if this has zrika is an iser. So therefore, when you're not borer, if it's a zrika's iser, then everyone holds asra. It's that you can't be master of the person. When does you say asra slavik shmei asra? When let's say there's a father and there's somebody else, and you tell the person, listen, I'm not sure if you're going to hit your father, you're going to hit the other person, but if you're going to hit both, one of them is going to be a chi of misa. So that's asra slavik, because you can't tell which person you're giving him asra for, but you're giving him asra for avade aveir. So therefore, he says even l'man damar asra slavik shmei asra, there's still a chi. In our Gemara, that you're going to be chai of misa. The Marsha comes along and asks a Pashta Kash in this Gemara. Why is the Gemara looking for a chiddush over here? And the Gemara has to come on to Asra Sofik. You see later, there's a whole, that the sugi that we're about to learn is Mechadish, Gvaldi Chiddush, that when you throw a rock against the wall and it rebounds from the wall, ricochets, and it kills the person, that's called Koichai. The Gemara is going to ask Kashas, who says that's called Koichai. So why is the Gemara saying Pshita, and the Gemara is looking for Chidushim of Asra Sofik? Why does the Gemara say that the Chiddush over here is that that's called Koichai? The Archoner asks Kasha. So the Marsha says Pshat, that if you look at the Gemara, Rava's Memra was Zorak Tzror Bekoisel, V'chozor Lachreel, V'hor Gachayim. So Rava was not talking about this game that the Tinoikis were playing. Like Rashi explains, Rava's saying, I shot the rock to kill the person straight. It whizzed by the person, rebounded from the Koisel, and killed him with Koyach. So them stating Rava, the Echayiv, because that's called Koichai. Sok the Gemara, after that, the Tana Tuna could go in Elo HaMesachim Bekador, and the case of Mesach Bekador was where he's Lechatchila throwing the ball against the wall, it should rebound and kill the person on the rebound. So the Gemara is saying, what's the Chiddush over here of this Brisa that it says B'mezin Nerogim? If you wanted to tell me the Chiddush that you kill a person just because of Koichai against the wall, so then you should have told me the first case where he was Mechamed to kill the person directly, and then it hit the wall and rebounded and killed the person. Elamai, it must be because you tell me this case of Mesach Mekadar, there must be a Chiddush over Yivasra Sofik, because since he Lechadchila only meant to kill the person with the rebound from the wall, maybe that's Hasra Sofik. The Aruch Haner wants to be Mitaritz, the Kasher and the Marsha, that according to Tosis's Chiddush and Amud Aleph, Divrei HaMaskel Soif, we spoke about it in the last year, that Tosis says, L'man Amar Eishem Mishum Chitzov. So Tosis's Chiddush is that from the Gemara Chav Bezim of Akama, that Eishem Mishum Chitzov is enough to be Mechayiv a person al Tzreitzeach. So Tosis asks the Kasher, if you throw an Evan straight up, we're going to see in the Gemara later on the bottom, and it falls down, it drops down, so that's not called Mikoichai, that's just gravity. So it's not called that the Evan is falling Mikoichai Zoyrik, that's like Koichai. And still Tosis says, L'mandam Eishim Mishim Chitzov, since when you throw up the rock is like your Eish, and it's your, and L'mandam Eishim Mishim Chitzov, it has nothing to do with Koichai, so Yechayiv Al Eishim Mishim Chitzov Al Tzreitzeach, even if it won't be Koichai. So Mimele Tosis says, Zokta Aruch Haner, you can't ask a kash on this Gemara over here. That why does the Gemara say that the Chiddush over here is that it's Koichai, that Gufa is the Chiddush of the Braisa that you get killed out Koichai? Because maybe this Braisa is going L'man Damar who holds Eishem Mishum Chitzov. And Eishem Mishum Chitzov, Yechayiv, if you light of Eish and the Eish goes down the block and it kills somebody, even though it's not called Koichai Mamish, it's called Eishoy Mishum Chitzov. So if you mandam Eishoy Mishum Chitzov, you're going to be chayiv anyway over here, so therefore the Chiddush can't be that it's Koichai. Thus, that's the issue of the Aruch Haner on the Marsha's Kash. So the Gemara continues that Tani Rav Tavklifa, the Kamed Rav Avokai, in Eilu HaMesach Mekadah Shehargu Toich Dal Ramis Potter, Chutz L'Dal Ramis Chayiv. So the Gemara wants to know what was his Kavon over here. If his kavana was that it should go far, he should take kill the person because it's going far. So then, even if it went, if it didn't go far, so he should be chayiv golus. Rashi's going in the first pshat that it's talking about golus. And if he didn't want it to go far, so then even if it went far, it should be potter because he wasn't mechayiv to make a ma'aser tzicha. So Rashi brings the Gemara Makis, miskaven lizrik shtayim v'zorak dalit. If he didn't want it to go far, so then he should be potter no matter what. So the Gemara is saying that the case over here is that he was zoyrik it stam. And stam is sach mekader kama da aili mine tve nichale. Like Rashi says, the whole game is that the other guy catches the ball and then throws it at him. So therefore, he wants it to go as far as possible to give him time to run away. So Rashi says, so therefore, if it only goes less than Dalin Amis, he didn't want it to go that far. So therefore, he's talking going to be potter. But if he wanted to go, if it went more than Dalin Amis, it's the sky mamachshavtei. Then Rashi brings a second shot that it's talking about Misa and Mezid, and there was Hasra, and in that case, if it goes more than Dalin Amis, he'll be chai. If it goes less than Dalin Amis, he's going to be potter. Tosfos asks on the second pshat in Rashi that we're talking about mezid and we're talking about killing the person. He says, I don't understand. If it's talking about it, they were masra him, that there's a guy standing there and he was mekabel asra. So what do you mean? How is it shocked that he's going to be potter if he killed Toich Dalin Amis? If he was, they were master him, that if he's going to throw the ball, he might kill the person that's Toich Dalin Amis, and he was Makabal Dasra, so Mimela Oibazay Al Karki was Miskavan Lahargoy, so why should he be Mechayiv Misa? The Aruch Haner answers Toys' Kasha, that Enoch Hanami, he was Makabal Dasra, and he knew the person was standing there, Toich Dalin Amis. But since the Bederek Klal, a person when he throws it against the wall, he wants it to rebound more than four Amis. So therefore, Klapi killing a person, Toich Dalet Amis, the Hasra is not Hasra Zvadai. Hasra Sofik, it's going to be only Hasra Sofik, because since Stamazah, he wants it to go far, if it goes less than Dalet Amis, it's going to buy by Hasra Sofik.
Taisus at the end of Taisus asks Akasha, if you're going to hold that there's a Ptur of Golus by Niskaven Lizrik Shtayim Vizorak Arba, that means that the person was not, his Machshava that he wanted to do wasn't Niskayim, that's a Ptur in Golus. So then what's the Pshat in the Gemara and Makis, that the Gemara and Makis says somebody was hitting in a tree and a piece of the tree went out and killed somebody, that's a case of Shoigig, and it's a whole argument in the Gemara over there, if it was Nishmat, if the Barzel flew out from his axe, or it flew out from the tree, how could you be Chayiv Golus, Frek Tosfos? How is it different than Niskaven, Lizrik, Shtayim, Mizorak, Arba? And Tosfos blies by Akasha. Just like, in other words, Tosfos understood that by Golus now there's a Tanai, that you have to actually be mechamed for the exact maisa that happened. So that's what. So Bleib Tosfos by Akasha. So the Aruch Haner over here, and in Makis Davov, the Or Sameach, the Sanhedrin Tana, they all say pshat, that according to the Rambam, the Kasha of Tosfos is not shver. The Rambam learns that by the Ptur of Golos of Niskaven Lizrik Shtayim Vizorak Arba is not because he's an oinus. He's karav l'oinus, like Tosfos holds. It's because he's karav l'mezid. He's not such a shoigig. He's more karav l'mezid because he wanted to kill the person. He just wanted to kill the... thought that the arrow was going to go two. It went four. He thought it was going to go four and it went two. If that's the case, oy bazoi, you can't ask a kasha that by eitzam is bakeya. Over there, the baal malach, he's being oisik in his malacha. He has no idea, b'chlal, that there's a person behind him, and a piece of the tree flies out and kills the person. So there he's avada shoygi. You can't call him a karv l'mezit. So you can't shtel etzut in iskaven lizrik shtayim izorik arba. So Tosfos held that iskaven lizrik shtayim izorik arba is just like iskaven b'tzad zev aharik b'tzad acher, like Tosfos says. That means that it's ki'ilu, he wasn't being machaven for the person, b'chlal, because he was the Skavalizuk Shtayim and it went four. And the Rambam holds no. Niskaven Lizrik Bitzad Zev Vizorak Bitzad Acher is Karv La'Oinis. But Niskaven Lizrik Shtayim Vizorak Arba is more Karv La'Mezid. And that's going to be the Machloikis Taisis in the Rambam. So the Gemara on the bottom, we have Omarav Papa Haiman the Kafsi L'Chavre. He tied up his Chavre and he put it next to there was a barrier that was holding back water, like a rush of water. And he was v'ishkel olav bitke demaya giri didehu mechayiv. So he's going to be mechayiv al tzreitzeach because it's called giri didei. So the Gemara says, hani mili b'koyach rishin, avo b'koyach sheni groma ba'almuhu. So we have a big machloikis rishinu over here in the mitzias of what's called koyach rishin and koyach sheni. Rashi learns that the pshat over here is that koyach rishin means he put him right next to where the water was, and the water came on him right away. It's on a slant. As soon as he takes away the dam, the water comes rushing on him. That's koyach rishon. Miyad naflu olav davi koychoi. Aval b'koyach sheni, shenichoi rochoi k'tzas, v'loinoflu amai miyad b'tzeisa migdei resein, olav elu la'achem ikan, holch v'alamokim shushon, gromu v'loi mikoychoi. That's Shitas Rashi. The Yad Ramah over here argues vehemently on Rashi, and he says, what's the difference? If the water is considered that's going mikoychoi, that means that when he takes away the bitka demai, it's considered koychoi, the water's koychoi, so mali ki motel outer, mali ki motel achazman. What's the difference? Mipalt, it's giri didei, it's what called this koych. What's the difference if it takes a second, or it takes 5 seconds for the water to reach him? It's all called koych rishon. The Ramah himself says two pshatim. One pshat is very, very musba. One pshat is, he says, you have to see, did the water go directly from the flow of the water, did it go directly on top of the person? Or did the water get stuck somewhere in the middle of the way, right? And then it continued flowing afterwards. So if it's one flow, it's nimshach from the person, straight on top of the person, then it doesn't make a difference. The guy could be a block down, it won't make a difference. It's still considered koichai. But if it gets stuck in the middle, then it's considered koich sheni, and it's not considered koichai, it's not chayit. The second shot the Ramah says is that it depends. If the water that kills him was the first rush of water that was against the dam, when you took away the barrier, the water that was against that barrier came on top of him and killed him, so then that's called koyach rishon. But the water that comes afterwards is not called koyach sheni. That's like soif chamalavi. That water wasn't there at the barrier at that time. So mamele is not chayiv. The problem is, side like Rashi's pshat, side like the second pshat in the Ramah, it's very, very difficult to be magdir, what's called that according to Rashi, how close does he have to be? What's called that the water falls on him right away? What's called that the water falls on him afterwards? Even like the Yad Ramah, which water is considered that it's against the barrier? Which water that's considered not against the barrier? But like the middle pshat in the Ramah, there you have a clear gather over here how to pass in the Shaiwa. Because you could take a look and see, did the water flow straight on top of the person? Or did the water get diverted, or did the water get sidetracked or blocked in the middle? And then afterwards it continued on the person. That's going to be the difference between Koyach Rishon and Koyach Sheni. The Yad Ramah asks a kasha, bomb kasha in the sugya over here. We just had in the Gemara before, by Tris, that if a chetz is flying through the air, and somebody comes along and pulls away the tris, so it's considered a groma, and he's not chayiv. So what do you see from that Gemara, says the Ramah, that if you take away the meinea from the, there's a mazik that exists, and you take away that meinea that the mazik should be, do the hezek, that means you take away the tris that would stop the chetz from doing the damage, you're considered a groma. So over here, when you have the barrier that's stopping the water from coming down on this person, and you take away the barrier, how could you be chayiv? Why is that different than natal tris? Azay freik the Ramah. So the Ramah says an unbelievable chiddush that is negeil la halacha, that the Ramah says that by tris, you're taking away the tris before the chetz really gets to the person. The chetz is flying through the air.
right? In another 3 seconds, the chetz is going to hit the person. Now there's a tris, so that it's mafsik yirei. You come along and take the tris. So now that allows the chetz that will come in the future to be mazik the person. So Dr. Rahman, that's Saif Chamalova. Right now, the chetz is not a hoirik. So you're going ahead and you're just removing an obstacle so that in the future it will be a hoirik. That's called grama. Masha Enkin over here, the water is leaning up against the barrier. The water is ready, is a hoirik. No, just there's a barrier here. So when you take away the barrier, when you remove the mechitza of the water, that is considered that you're bringing the water on the person. And the Rama says a very practical thing. He says, by zarakhetz, I guess he means by a bow and arrow, it's not actually your koyach that's sending the arrow flying. It's the fact that you're releasing, you're pulling back on the bow, right? And then pulling back that on the arrow. And then you release your finger and the arrow flies. So why don't you say all you're doing is removing, it's like removing a tris, you're removing the mineya, and because of that the chetz is going. Elamai, that's called koichoi. So for here also, the water is ready to do the damage. You're just removing it's like you're flicking a switch. So the Reb Shlomo Zalman, Reb Shlomo Zalman has a whole schmooze about electricity and Shabbos, and he brings Reb Chaim Moses Reichocha from over here that it's considered a Maisa Shabbos electricity. Because by electricity, the electricity is there, it's ready to go. Just when the switch is off, so there's something stopping the current from flowing. When you open the switch, all you're doing is you're removing the barrier, you're removing the obstacle, and now the electricity is going to flow. So l'chayr, it shouldn't be considered a ma'aseh Shabbos because all you're doing is you're removing the mineya. The answer is, but you see from our Gemara that because the electricity is ready to go and it's really there, all there is an obstacle. By removing the obstacle, it's considered your ma'aseh, just like your Yitzhayah, you're going to be over malachah Shabbos.
Now the Sanhedrin Ketana is Sakasha over here. Why does the Gemara say Dafka that he was Kaifis L'chavre? He tied him up. Even if he didn't tie him up, if he was tied up before and he removed the barrier, he moved the dam and the water came on him, he should be Chayiv. So Sanhedrin Ketana says, the Gemara's Lav Dafka that he was Kaifis. The Gemara wants to tell me a Chiddush that but when it's Koyach Rishon, you'll be Chayiv even if it's not Kafsi L'chavre. But the Chiddush of the Gemara is that even though he was Kafse, he did a mice of Kafse, but by Koyach Sheni it's Potter, because the water that comes by Koyach Sheni is considered like Soif Chamalovi, and that's the Ptur. The Rabbi Zalman in Hilchos Reitzeach Perek Gimel Halacha Yud says in the Shita from the Rambam that it's Dafkel if he was Kofas as Chaveroi. And because Rabbi Zalman says that the mice of being misalik the Dovra Mafsik, which is the tris over here, that's like a tris, that alone the Rama held wouldn't be Machayiv, like we just spoke out from the Yad Ramah. That would only be a Grama. It's only your mitzarif that with the fact that you were Kaifis, the person in this place, so Memela Oibazoi, that Tziruf works to make the person make it a Taurus Maisa. And the Rabbi Zalman builds it from a whole Rambam over there, Ayin Shom in Rabbi Zalman. The Ran in the Sugya over here has a whole Arichas. We spoke about this Ran Bekitzer in the last Shir. The Ran says that from our Gemara is a Mokar that Reitzeach requires a completely different Maisa to be Machayiv him than Mazik needs. The Ran's Loshen is Ein L'damos Niske Mamon L'Reitzeach L'Ein Chiyuv Misa. Why? Because by Reitzeach you need Sheyase B'Poyel Mamish U'Bori Hezeka. You need that he should be B'Poyel Mamish. And he brings a Rai from our Gemara. Our Gemara says Koyach Rishon is Chayiv, Koyach Sheni is Potter, because it's not called Giri Didei, only be Koyach Rishon and Koyach Sheni. Frank the Ran, it's Bori Hezeka. The answer is Kimon Deloy Ovid Maisa Mamish Ella Begrama Potter. The Iluk the Kavosi and your Nezikin. Let's say this case would have been by Nezikin. You put somebody else's chayfets on a kark on the ground,
and you took away the dam of water and it got destroyed. You're going to say over here that B'koyach Sheni is going to be a difference between Koyach Rishon and B'koyach Sheni? Even B'koyach Sheni you're Nichayev, because it's Bari Ezeka and it's Dina de Garmi Mamish. So therefore, what Zokter Ran, what do you see? That Ein Ledama is Chiyiv Nezik and Lechiyiv Reitzeah. And for that, he argues on the whole Tosis that we had in Amud Aleph, that Tosis is Sakasha, when you throw a rock up and the rock comes down, so Lechoyre, Chibichayiv, Alts Eish, Alts Ruach Mitzuyah. So why does the Gemara say that when it's not Koycha, you're not Chayiv Alts Ritzicha? It's going to be the next Gemara. We're going to see Mitzvah in the next year. The answer is, Okteran, Ein Ledam is Chiyiv Reitzeach, Lechiyiv Nezikin. And even though, obviously, it's going to be a Ruach Mitzuyah, it's going to fall down, it's going to be an Eish, you're going to be Chayiv Alts Mazik. But when it comes to Ritzicha, you need a Maisa B'Poyol Mamish, and it's not enough that it comes down B'Ruach Mitzuyah.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.